matter how you cut it. So I made my opinion known to this committee that's making this recommendation, and there were no legislator was lining up to increase taxes. So there wasn't any support for it last year. I don't know about what's going to happen this year. But I hope it's the same
increase fuel taxes.
Well, a tax is a tax.
Right.
Okay. You know, I mean, they view it as a pass-through, as if I can just go raise my jet fuel prices 10 cents tomorrow and everybody, you know, it won't have any impact on the business. So, but that's not business people aren't making decisions, or bureaucrats are making these kind of decisions.
Right.
But I would go back to something about the registration. Why do people register planes in Delaware? Why are there 13,000 planes registered in Delaware? Let's start with that.
Well, they don't register the airplanes here. Their company is registered here, and they have
corporations are registered.
The corporate is registered here.
Well, a plane is registered. You know, there's no registration per se with to a state, but their corporations. Why are their corporations in Delaware?
Well, Delaware's the corporate capital of the U.S. Yeah.
It's best state to be incorporated in.
And it's because of everything from litigation processes to.
I think a lot of plane owners, and I don't know if you have any idea whether there's probably no way to know whether it's about small planes, big planes, or just a mix of every plane. But I don't think it's a franchise tax or anything like that. I think what people think they're doing is evading sales tax in their home state.
I'll send it. There's a link
There's industry. There's if you look through aircraft literature, there are companies that advertise in our national publications. Incorporating Delaware, avoid sales tax. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with the point of franchise tax.
More to do with the judicial system.
Well, I think it's both.
Yeah.
Okay. More than one,
because I was just talking a couple months ago to a general aviation person in Florida. And they were asking about Delaware and the taxation and the incorporation laws and what's the advantages and disadvantages. This guy was pretty much in the know. I mean, I classify him as somebody that's pretty sharp. And he was really concerned or interested in it because of the litigation, the LLC corporation, the corporate veil protection. If there was an incident, then, you know, it'd be the corporation and not him so much because of Delaware law.
But that corporate veil exists in any state.
Not as strong as it is in Delaware.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take his word for it, but I'm...
You know,
we're not talking about corporate laws, such as like the Disney lawsuits and that kind of... Those are more shareholder-based litigation advantages, and I don't think there's... I mean, an LLC is an LLC. It gets protection no matter where you're based. The advertisements that I see are, of course, because Delaware is one of the nine states that doesn't have sales tax, people want to incorporate here.
Three states.
One of a number.
Whatever. There's several states that don't have it, and they tend to incorporate here. I think that's, you know, that's something that we don't want to lose our competitive advantage on. And I think if you already paid $250 a year for an LLC in Delaware. Yeah. So over 10 years, that's $2,500. And then you're going to slap another $100 or whatever the number is going to be on them. At some point, these people are going to say, well, you know, we can go to
Arizona.
I think Texas does. Texas is another state that doesn't have a sales tax. We can go there, or the state of Washington. So. Again, it's like people are saying, we'll just tax these guys $100, nobody ever misses it. And then eventually, enough people, 3,000 of those 13,000, move over to the state of Washington, and you lost 3,000 people who are paying $250 a year. And
plus, well, not only that, but you're not getting the corporate tax, you know, where they pay $50 or $100 or $150 for their corporate business tax through the business office.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where your taxes really come in to the state? It's their gross receipts from the corporations.
Right. Yeah,
I have to pay whether I lose money. I can lose money on a job and still have to pay. Right? Which I have a problem with. That should be net, but it is gross in the state. And there's a lot of revenue generated through gross receipts.
But what's a corporation that owns one aircraft that generate?
I'm just speaking about corporations now.
Right.
Yeah.
But what Gary's point is. Yeah. You're going to chase these people away, and they're not getting any.